Jake Spaulding with you as we're talking Perry the Compton Caw football here on the Locker Room Chats. It's the final week of the Locker Room Chats, and I'm joined by Coach Mike Paramore once again. And, Coach, you guys make it to the postseason, and you know your fate as far as your seed. You know how everything's shaken out now. Following your win last week against the Hiawatha Redhawks, 34-20 in that matchup, and that was a big win for your program for multiple reasons, but maybe for the most important reason, it allowed you guys to be the third team in that district and not the fourth team coming out of that district, and that is what shaped up for your postseason seeding. So, Coach, tell me a little bit about last week's contest against Hiawatha. What did you see on film, and what did you see in the moment of the game that you can take away from?
Yeah, we knew in that talk last week, you know, the importance of coming out of that game and getting a win of where it's going to put you in the bracket. Obviously, being the three out of your district is better than being a four, and it throws you in the bracket in a little better spot there in the middle. Versus having to come out and play a number one seed right out the gate. So, you know, I was pleased our guys came out on senior night, you know, and played on a night that had a lot of energy and a lot of electricity with the crowd. And, of course, those guys having their last chance to play a home game brought the energy. So we did some good things. We got some mistakes we still got to clean up and get better at. But I was pleased with our guys. You know, we faced a little adversity there in the second quarter where Hiawatha got some things going and took advantage of some things and jumped up on us. But we came back, cleaned things up second half, and got ourselves going. So I was pleased with the overall team effort.
Yeah, good win for your program. Again, getting you into the spot that you're in right now. When you look at that ball game, you said there are some areas of you know, the consistent improvement that you've seen throughout this season, week by week. This schedule is definitely not an easy one that you guys have had this year, but you even alluded to the fact of, you know, this Hiawatha team is not the Hiawatha team that maybe people were used to seeing, a much improved team. Do you feel like that matchup last week, again, got you guys better as you head into the first week of the playoffs?
Absolutely. I mean, they've done a nice job. They, you know, they've played people tough all year, and they're improving, and they come out in that flex bone stuff and the auction, and it's something you don't see. So you got to make sure defensively you're really sound in what you're doing and making sure you defend those things. And so, you know, hats off to them. They continue to improve. They've done a nice job, first-year coach up there, getting that thing going. And, you know, playing our league, like you said, there's nothing going to come easy on Friday nights. And I think as we've gone through it, it hopefully gets us better and learn to play against tough people and adjust week to week on whatever teams are trying to give you and what you got to do to be successful. So, you know, we want to take all that experience that we put into that regular season now and see if we can make it pay off as we go play a first-round playoff game.
Tell me about the offensive side of the ball for your team coming in to this contest. We're talking against Santa Fe Trail this Friday. We'll break into that game a little bit more in the second half of our interview with you, Coach. But this offense that has steadily gotten better and a consistency factor for your team this year, putting up 34 points a week ago, Coach, second highest output of the season. Just tell me what you're seeing from the offense as you guys are making this postseason push now.
I think we just can continue to get better, and you hit the right on. The word that we say all the time is consistency, you know, making sure we're assignment sound and what we're doing and making sure, you know, that the effort then is there consistently, and just the understanding of what it takes to keep moving the chains and, you know, do your job that you're supposed to do. And if we can get 4 yards to pop, then we're going to keep pushing down the field. And then when we take those chances to take a shot and see if we can make a big play happen, see if we can make that go. But I like up front. I think we're coming together. It takes some time to gel that group, but they're getting better at communicating and make sure they come up and recognize the front and recognize how we need to block it and doing that. And again, our playmakers, once that ball's in their hands, that's what we've been able to do. And I think a huge thing also with Garrett, he continues to get better at the quarterback. And I think we've become better in the passing game. That kind of balances out a little bit more.
Yeah, a couple things you just referenced, Coach. Only 9 incompletions for Garrett last week, threw for 148 yards, including a touch. And then how about this stat, Coach? I know you're well aware of it, but the best rushing output of the season last week, 256 yards on the ground, led by Tristan Gordon as he went over the century mark heading into the playoffs. How important is it for the ground game to stay consistent like this?
I think it's huge. You talk about it, and, you know, so far it hasn't really seemed like fall. It seems like it's always been early season here with the weather we've had, but eventually things are going to turn cold and the weather gets a little bit nasty sometimes. And I'm a firm believer, boy, in the playoffs, you're two good things are going to happen. If you're going to be successful, you're going to play good defense, you're going to run the football effectively. And if you can do those two things, you're going to give yourself a chance when it comes down the stretch.
All right, Coach, that's a great recap of this past week. You got a big matchup against Santa Fe Trail on the road tomorrow. We'll talk about that with Coach Mike Paramore after this timeout. The Call Locker Room Chat, proudly presented by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. We're back in just a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you. We're talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry Lecompton Cause on this week's Call Locker Room Chat. Coach, it's the final locker room chat of the year, and I've really enjoyed it. I just want to say thank you for always giving us some time to discuss every single week as the season has progressed. But we're in the playoffs now, man, and this is the time where everybody's got a 0-0 record. You come in with a 3-5 mark, Santa Fe Trail 5-3, but it's 0-0. The only difference is you got to hit the road this week, and you're taking on a Santa Fe Trail team with losses against Prairie View, Iola, and Wellsville. But they played a lot of tight games this season in the Pioneer League. Just tell me, as you've seen some film and as you've done some preparation for Trail, what you're seeing so far.
Yeah, I think that in offensively they do a lot of different things. They give you some doubles. They give you some trips. They're spreading it out. They've kind of settled in a quarterback, a kid that didn't start early in the year and is now playing for him, and he really makes them go. I mean, he kind of snakes around, and he's got a knack, and he runs the ball tough, so he makes them go, and they got a couple other playmakers they can get the ball to, and they got some size up front, and I think they're kind of finding their way. And again, it's a first-year coach down there, and I've known Coach Slade for a long time back when he was down at Rose Hill, and he'll do a great job there, and as he's already, you know, put his prints on the program, and you see those kids getting better. We saw some early film, and then see them later in the year, they continue to improve. So we're going to have to go play well. Everybody's excited about being in the playoffs and that opportunity. And as you alluded to, it's an equal opportunity for everybody. And what do you want to do? And somebody after Friday night's going to be checking in, and somebody's going to be excited and keep playing another week.
As we look at the new format of everything, Coach, you guys are on the road, the 10 seed, and is it something that, for me anyway, when I see these brackets, I instantly think of the college basketball tournament, and, you know, there's one area where I like to pick the underdog, if you will, the higher seed, and it's the 10-7 matchup, Coach. How excited are you guys to try and kind of take that underdog role and be almost like a spoiler-style team?
Yeah, you kind of like that, take on that demeanor a little bit that, hey, nobody's giving you respect or what you need, or you're the underdog, everybody's picking favorites. But, again, we just go back and we beat the same old drum, man. Take care of us. Let's get better week to week. And, you know, I think we got a pretty good football team that we continue to improve. And that's been what we've said all along. And if we put everything together and play like we're capable, I think we're as good as anybody we're going to play on Friday night.
Continuing on here with Coach Mike Paramore, the Perry Lecompton Locker Room Chat is presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, as well as Heinen Repair Service. Coach, the continued ascension of your quarterback play, Garrett Metcalf, he missed a few games early in the season due to injury. I believe, you know, just from an outsider perspective, maybe it took a couple more games to kind of get him back into game speed and everything, but he really seems like he's playing at a good high rate right now, especially coming off of last week's game against Hiawatha with a quarterback rating of 76.4. Just tell me the progression that you're seeing and what kind of leadership that you're going to need to have from him in the postseason push.
Yeah, it's good to see his improvement. Like you said, you know, we lost him after game two, after the win up with Sabetha, and so he had 2 weeks off. So, you know, you're at that point where you're early to mid-season where you're hoping to continue to keep growing and getting that growth and, you know, getting a really good feel. And then so you miss two games, and so you're kind of, you know, we're game five, but he's really game three, but almost maybe kind of starting over again to get back into it. And, you know, so it takes a while. And we ask our quarterback to do a lot of different things. We want him to, you know, make good decisions. He's got to make some reads in everything we do. And it's been fun to watch his progress and to see the passing game improve, because I think that really helps us kind of gets the box a little bit lighter. We show we can be a threat to throw the ball, and then that opens up some things for us to run. And it helps keep us balanced. So I've been really pleased with what Garrett's done this year.
And then speaking of the running attack, I want to bring in Tristan Gordon a little bit for you as well. Arguably one of the better games of the year for him a week ago, averaging almost 10 yards a carry, 12 touches for 115 yards, including a tutty. Just tell me about the senior leadership in your backfield and some of these skill positions, also mentioning, you know, Bronson Rush and Eli Dean. Just tell me about some of these skill position guys that are the seniors, your upperclassmen, that you guys are going to lean heavy on.
Yeah, those three are continue to be fun to watch, and they've all contributed, and we feel good about them when the ball's in their hands, and making sure that we're doing things that get them to play on their strengths, and kind of, you know, week to week of who's maybe had the better statistical night, just kind of varies on how things fall in place, but being really conscious of making sure all those guys get touches. They've all did good things for us. They all put their name in the stat book or got in the end zone or made significant plays that kept our offense turning on Friday night, and so we want to continue to do that. It's good to see Tristan get going. He's kind of had a tough senior year, just staying healthy. I mean, kind of nothing that's caused him to miss really games, but he's been beat up and nicked up and cut up a little bit, so it was good for him on senior night to go out and put a good performance up.
Well, Coach, best of luck this Friday, and stay healthy, and we hope to see the cause move on once again here in week number one of the postseason. Thanks again for taking the time all year long to chat with me.
You bet, Jake. Hey, I've always enjoyed talking to you, and excellent ball season will come soon enough. We'll start it again.
All right. Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry Lecompte Cause. Again, the Call Locker Room Chats presented by Hyundai Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.